Today's episode is episode 206, and today's episode is called Alienation. So on today's episode, I'm just going to share some thoughts and some feelings that I've been struggling with for quite a while now. It's came up in different podcasts anyway. Sense of isolation has been a big one that I've been grappling with for the past few months especially, and I just wanted to talk about it today, just to share some thoughts in it, share some insights in it. Sometimes I wonder whether I should talk about these things on this podcast, whether I should mention these things, but what I want to do is give a rounded picture on my experience as much as possible. And so this is something that is part of the experience and it's part of the process. And I just want to share my insights around it, like how I'm dealing with that right now. Because I don't necessarily see this as something I need to have fixed. I see this as a part of the human experience that's there in the background. I think what's been happening for me is that as I've been working on myself, I've become more and more aware of that sense of alienation that most of us live in. So it's the experience of being in a room of people, or even being talking to a person one-to-one and feeling like you're not talking to the person and they're not seeing you. It's a felt sense. And that's what I struggle with. That's the challenging part of what I feel is my growth process. That as my own thinking has become more nuanced and more flexible, the more I find myself less able to engage in conversations where there's no room for fluidity in the conversation, or very little room for fluidity, because the conversation isn't based around what people are actually feeling. It's based around what people are familiar with, what they're familiar talking about, the topics they're familiar talking about. So I find it challenging. And like I said, I don't see this as something that needs to be fixed. I see it as something that needs to be engaged with sincerity. Because I think up until this period of my life, the thought of me saying publicly that I'm struggling with feelings of isolation, I couldn't imagine saying that and not feeling sorry for myself and not feeling like I've got self-esteem issues or things of that nature. I think I'm more able to share it today because I feel like it's a part of a lot of people's experience. It's like an undercurrent to their experience, but they're not able to articulate it because they're not facing these feelings head on. So that's why I want to put some words to this, especially if you're going through this and you don't know how to deal with it and what you might be encouraged to do is to just engage with people the way they're all engaging with each other, that's the normal way to be. That is no other way to be. So it's a tricky one. Sometimes I find myself conflicted with that, but I know it's not the right way forward. It feels like that is stopping my growth and just settling because my focus is on people who aren't growing, who aren't on a similar path to me. So I don't feel like that's the right approach. That feels like stepping out of the struggle. What I feel like the right approach is for me is to stick with it not be so afraid of that sense of isolation. See it as an opportunity for me to be even more comfortable with myself and let people gravitate towards me. The people who are meant to gravitate towards me, gravitate towards me. So I just wanted to share that because I feel like this feeling in particular is part of the, it's the fear of this feeling is part of the anxiety I've felt in groups of people where there's no sense of people seeing each other or actually having a conversation. It just feels like people talking within conventions that are already set up. And for me, that's not a way I want to be living on a consistent basis. I don't want that to be my consistent baseline reality. So the alternative is to feel the things I fear. Feel the feelings that my anxiety is making me be in situations I don't want to be in because I fear the alternative of being in situations where I need to feel these feelings. So I today purposefully put myself in some situations where I can't escape these feelings. So if I go away by myself for a few days, it's the opportunity to feel those feelings that are uncomfortable. Because I've noticed that as long as I'm around people every day, I don't get the chance, I don't get enough time to really allow these feelings to surface. Because there's always seems to be like a level of needing to cover them up in order to function in quote unquote the real world. So what I'm describing here is it's a sense of alienation, it's a sense of isolation that's difficult to sit in, but I still prefer this unknown to a known experience where it's fueled with my anxiety. It's just my fear of feeling this is putting me in situations that are like Groundhog Day, the same thing repeating itself on repeat, day after day, week after week, pretty much the same thing. So that's what I wanted to talk about here. And also to express that even though I mightn't feel it in the moment, these feelings are transitory. They're not permanent. So even though they're difficult to feel, I know that tomorrow or even this evening, I'll be feeling something different. I didn't always know that because my fear was so ingrained in me of these feelings that it's easy to overlook that. You stop overlooking that as much when you move through these feelings and engage with them. I think if you're a creative person, or if you're a programmer, a writer in particular, I think there's a high chance that you will deal with these feelings in your reality. I think part of the sense of alienation comes from when you grow tired of engaging in conversations where there's very little substance to it. And you start to notice how prevalent those types of conversations are. I think a programmer will be inclined to notice that because of the skill of programming, it's difficult, it's challenging on an intellectual level. It makes you question your assumptions. And a byproduct of that in your social life is you notice how the conversations day to day are set up by so many assumptions. So I think as a programmer, there's a good chance that you'll deal with a sense of alienation when you really lose interest in engaging in conversations with little substance because you're on the day to day in your job, you're putting so much effort into developing your mind to be good at your job, and you know how difficult that is, that it's hard then to summon up the energy to engage in a conversation you get nothing from. It's too draining. So the alternative is to see reality as it is, and this sense of alienation can come up then along with that. As a writer also, again, it's I guess it depends on the type of writer you are. I don't tend to focus so much on the technicalities of writing, so intellectually writing for me isn't that taxing. So I usually focus on a self-expression piece. So I put into words how I feel, and then some of the words also, because I read a lot, they come to mind quicker. Like different synonyms, different ways of saying things, different ways of expressing things. There will be an influence in there based on like things I read. But for writing, for me, it's because I focus more on the self-expression piece, and I see it as a channel to express deep feelings and emotions. It's also, again, it's draining. It's draining work if you engage with that with sincerity. So then, when you are in your day-to-day experience, hard to engage in conversations that lack depth because you have to muster up the energy within you to engage in it. So it'll be the energy, you're mustering up energy within you to hide the fact that you're not interested in what's being said so that you can engage in that thing then. So that's draining energetically. And again, the alternative then is to not engage in that, and these feelings of alienation come up then when you realize how many conversations are actually like that in your surroundings. So it's a very tricky one, because as you're describing it, it's a general sense you're getting. You can never pinpoint and say that these people never have proper conversations or anything like that. So that's where it's a bit of a mind fuck, is that you're expressing things in generalities, but speaking from my experience, I'm expressing feelings. I notice when I'm in a room that's open, receptive, people are themselves. Or when I'm in a room that's set up with conventions, scripts, and people are just constricted. I notice the feeling energetically, the shift there. So it's not completely within my imagination. So, but then when I go to actually express it, it's very easy to actually gaslight somebody who's expressing something like this, or even gaslight yourself as well. So I guess what I'm doing in this podcast is just expressing these feelings. They mightn't actually make any rational sense, but I do think it helps when you express it. So when you aren't afraid of these feelings and you start allowing your body to actually feel these things that you've like had an ingrained fear of, and when you start to kind of verbalize them, express them, it brings in a certain amount of perspective that is needed to move forward. And it gives you a little bit of space and distance from these feelings that will otherwise weigh you down. So I feel like when you don't engage with this, these feelings will either you have to put in a lot of energy to pretend that everything's okay and there's nothing wrong with you, which is draining. And you do that in order to avoid the feelings, and then those feelings just end up weighing you down because they're like a big elephant in a room that you've never acknowledged. So, to finish on this episode, this episode about alienation, this final part I'm going to speak about is perhaps the biggest piece to why I'm facing this feeling of alienation, and trying my best to express it in some way. I feel like a big part of my goal here is to separate out the group feeling from the individuals. So The struggle here has been that it feels when I haven't been working through this, at some level it felt like I hated people. Because on a feeling level, it felt like I'm alienated because everybody else is so different and so shallow. That's part of the feeling. So when I expressed that, I realized that that's not rational. That's not how life actually is. But because it feels that way to me, it doesn't matter. But when I start working through it, at least it starts to loosen its hold on me a bit. As I start to see that that doesn't make any rational sense. There are people in my life that I like. So that doesn't make any rational sense when I bring it up to my conscious mind. So I can work on that. At the same time, it's acknowledging there is something there because that feeling wouldn't be there if there was nothing there. So there is something there. I think part of it is just the systems we've created as people don't allow a lot of room for humanity, individuality, sense of real connection. I think it's a byproduct of the systems we've created in the world, which don't have a lot of heart and soul to them. I think that's part of the matrix here. So facing these feelings and expressing them a bit helps me to clarify a few of those things so that I'm sifting through the problem. So I'm not outright denying there's a problem here, and I'm not saying that everything I'm feeling is correct. So I'm trying to sift through the stuff that makes sense here so that I can move forward. That's the purpose of this podcast episode. That's the purpose of feeling these feelings. It's the purpose of putting myself in situations where I can feel these feelings. Because when I feel them, they don't feel, it feels therapeutic, to be honest, the way I'm engaging with them. It feels like I'm just letting them come up. They're letting them surface. I'm not resisting or fearing them. That's what I'm creating, a space here where I'm not resisting and fearing them. And I didn't have the possibility of doing that when I'm in my everyday reality with people, right? Because it's just that there wasn't the space, enough space for that to happen. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I hope that's been of some sort of use. It's a different type of episode. Just wanted to express this today. It's been a recurring kind of theme in a lot of the past episodes, so I wanted to talk about that. What I've noticed that tends to happen for me is that I'll talk about something for a while because it's something I've been feeling, something I'm struggling with, perhaps. After a while, I feel I reach a stage where I've expressed it enough. I'm sick of talking about it now. I've kind of moved on. I've healed from whatever I need to heal from. Or I've learned whatever I need to learn, and then things are more clear now. So that's part of why I talk about these things that a few years ago I would have never talked about this because I would have seen it as like a defining part of my personality. Whereas today I see these things as this is a part of my experience right now for me to work through. To just get to the next step in my life. That's all I see it as now, and there's many sorts of experiences you move through. And the thing is, like, this is the negatives to positives. Like the positive side of this, I'm really happy with where I'm at with my programming career, with my writing, publishing two books, creatively with a podcast. Like, I'm really happy. I'm in a really good space with all that stuff. And this is just part of the experience too. Like, I can't just accept all the good parts and not accept that there are some downsides to this. There are some negatives to this at the same time. Just want to, as much as possible, give a more of a rounded picture on all this. So that's it. That's what I wanted to talk about today. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks again for listening, and I will speak to you on the next episode.